Thanks for joining us for this special year of St. Joseph presentation from Relevant Radio, 19 on the 19th.
Hi, everybody. Father Rocky here in the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the headquarters of Relevant Radio. And thank you for signing up for our Experience the Year of St. Joseph with Relevant Radio. Today is December 19th. And because you signed up for this experience for the year, every 19th day of the month, we're going to send you a 19-minute talk about St. Joseph. And we're already 35 seconds into the talk, so I'm timing myself. And we'll have topics on the life of St. Joseph that I hope enriches your life and also teaches you more about the great saint of St. Joseph. It was our Holy Father who just 11 days ago surprised us with an announcement that we're going to have a year of St. Joseph, and it began that day, December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it will last until December 8th next year, 2021, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. So here at Relevant Radio, we were very happy with this announcement, excited actually, because St. Joseph has been a great friend and intercessor for us. And we also want to help the Holy Father advance this idea of having a year of St. Joseph. You know how it happens so many times. An announcement is made, everybody's excited about it. It's in the newspaper, it's in the headlines, it runs all over social media. And 24 hours later, 48 hours later, people forget it and they move on to the next thing. Well, we know how that works. I know how that works. So we're going to make a commitment to you because you signed up for this experience, the Year of St. Joseph with Relevant Radio, to keep you informed and reach out to you, not only on a monthly basis, every 19th day of the month, but also here at Relevant Radio, whenever possible, we're going to have the Mass on Wednesday in honor of St. Joseph. Why? Because Wednesdays are devoted to St. Joseph. I say whenever possible because the Mass on Ash Wednesday can't be in honor of St. Joseph because that has to be Ash Wednesday Mass, but many others can. We'll also celebrate in a wonderful way the Feast of the Holy Family on the Sunday after Christmas. We'll celebrate in a great way the Feast of St. Joseph on March 19th. We will renew the consecration of Relevant Radio to St. Joseph the Worker on May 1st. And whenever possible, we'll also have a Mass in honor of St. Joseph the 19th day of each month, because the 19th day of each month is dedicated to St. Joseph. And many of you never knew that the 19th was dedicated to St. Joseph each month and Wednesdays are. So we're going to keep that alive. So today, I want to speak to you about the story of St. Joseph and Relevant Radio. So let's go back 10, 11 years, 2007, 2008, and the chairman of the board, who was also our CEO at that time, Tom Vorpahl, was having a conversation with our local bishop, Bishop David Ricken, who's on our board. And the bishop asked him, how are things going at Relevant Radio? And Tom said, spiritually, over the top. The testimonials we get from people are very, very moving, inspiring, and humbling. But he said, financially, it's really, really difficult. In fact, it was a train wreck. And the bishop got very thoughtful and said, well, Tom, what you need to do is get a statue of St. Joseph, put it by the door, and then get a prayer and pray to St. Joseph every day. And that's what he began to do. About a year later, he saw the bishop, and I was with the bishop at the same time. I had just started Relevant Radio full-time, and the bishop asked, how are things going at Relevant Radio? It was the same story. Spiritually, it's over the top. Souls are being saved. Testimonies are amazing, but financially, it's a train wreck. And the bishop got very thoughtful, and he said, oh, well, you need a miracle. Thanks, Bishop. That's pretty obvious. He said, no, you really do. I said, I know we really do. He said, you know what you need to do? You need to go to the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. And there's where you can pray to St. Joseph. I had never heard of the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. I've heard of Montreal. I've heard of Canada. But I never heard of the Oratory of St. Joseph. Maybe you hadn't either. And then the bishop said, in fact, I'll take you, which is amazing. I mean, how many times does a bishop clear his calendar for 4 days? Well, that's exactly what he did. And Bishop Ricken, Tom Vorpahl, myself, another board member, John Cavill, we got in a plane. We flew up to Montreal in February of 2010. It was really cold. and we stayed at the one-star hotel at the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. That's part of the deal. It's clean. There's no bugs in it, all right? But it's a one-star hotel, nothing fancy. And we prayed there for 2 or 3 days. You have to go to confession. You have to put your hands on the feet of Jesus on the crucifix. You have to pray to this beautiful statue of St. Joseph in the crypt church. You go and place your hands on the tomb of Blessed Andre. He was Blessed Andre back then. Now he's St. Andre Bessette. And his feast day is January 5th or 6th every year. And we've got a stained glass window of him in our chapel out of gratitude. And you go to confession, and you bring your needs to St. Andre. St. Andre will take you to St. Joseph, and St. Joseph will take you to our Lord, and your problems are solved. And that's how the bishop explained it to us. Well, I remember being there in the little chapel of St. Joseph, thinking about how are we going to rectify our situation at Relevant Radio. And I realized we needed a very big gift to have any chance of digging ourselves out of a hole. I won't go into the specifics of it, but I remember giving him a number, and within a year, we had received that, and ever since that time, we've been going forward. Well, when we came back from that pilgrimage in February of 2010, we were in our pledge drive, and we told the people on air what we had done, and our audience reacted in the most extraordinary way. There were so many phone calls that day, so many gifts, so many pledges, over $500,000 we raised that day. The phones were almost melting down. Smoke was almost coming out of the computers. And I said, wow, St. Joseph doesn't wait. He really accomplishes things. And ever since that moment, the needle's been moving in the right direction. 10 years later, we've grown by 1,000%. From reaching 20 million people to 230 million people. We've gotten things in order. And part of the deal with St. Joseph, the Oratory of St. Joseph, is that if he answered your prayer, you had to go back the next year to thank him. So the next year, we went back there to thank him. And after thanking him for about an hour or so, still had a couple hours on our hands, we said, well, now what do we do? I said, well, might as well ask him for more. So we asked him for more, and every year he's come through in a big way. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do this year because Canada's been closed down, and I don't know how he can go in there. Maybe he'll parachute in there, and I'm running out of time, but I'll do my best to go back and thank him because every year he's helped us in a great, great way. So over the years, St. Joseph in our chapel, you can see his statue right here. It's a traditional chapel. He has the lily there, which is a sign of purity and chastity. He's holding baby Jesus there. He started out on the floor near the door, and there's a little draft down there. It was kind of cold. And after he came through with the first big gift, I said, well, doggone it, St. Joseph deserves a promotion. And we put him up there on the wall where the Holy Family is now, and there was a light there. And then he helped us in another big way. And I said, well, he deserves another promotion. So I brought him over here. And John Cavill, who knows all of the master craftsmen, had somebody design this backdrop in wood. It's hand-carved. You can see above St. Joseph, there's a mallet, there's a chisel, there's a saw. You know, St. Joseph the worker. Well, he came through in another big way. And I said, we need to get St. Joseph and baby Jesus some golden crowns. And the people on our mission team looked at me like, golden crowns? Come on, Father. These aren't dolls. You don't put crowns on them. I said, sure. Take a look. You'll see all sorts of pictures of the Blessed Mother with a crown, like Our Lady of Fatima, or Jesus Christ, King, Christ the King. You'll see a crown. And you'll see pictures of St. Joseph with a crown. So that took a while. And after, I don't know, a year or two, we got the crowns, these nice golden crowns for St. Joseph and baby Jesus. We got them from Talleres, the Arte Grande studio in Madrid. And that was, I'm going to say, March of 2016. And like, I think it was St. Patrick's Day, we put the crowns on. And within a month, we had a handshake deal with Immaculate Heart Radio in California for a merger and acquisition. And within the year and a half, because of St. Joseph's intercession, we doubled our size. Now, let me tell you this. Back in 2010, when St. Joseph came through in a big way, and we received a $7 million gift from a saintly woman from the Twin Cities, she had a stipulation on that gift. You could use only half of it to pay off debt. The other half had to be used to grow the network. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, but we've got so much debt, this is no time to buy another station. But anyway, that was the stipulation, and that was the seed money for us to buy a station in Providence, Rhode Island. When many people thought Relevant Radio was out for the count, that it was going to collapse, we went ahead and bought a new station in Providence, Rhode Island, 550 AM WSJW. Before, we owned it, Salem Communications owned it, and their call letters were BEZ. It was a business station. So when we applied to purchase the station from the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C., we asked them if we could change the call letters to SJW, St. Joseph the Worker. And you know what? We got their answer on March 19th, I think it was the year 2012, and that's the Feast of St. Joseph, and we got our call signal, St. Joseph the Worker. That's quite a story, and he's been working for us ever since that time. So I wanted to tell you the story about St. Joseph and Relevant Radio. There have been other moments in our history where we've had a very urgent and serious need, and we prayed to St. Joseph. We prayed that novena prayer, which I'll tell you about some other time in one of the talks. It begins, "O glorious St. Joseph." It may be the oldest prayer to St. Joseph around. And he came through for us in a very big way for our station in New York City. That was back in 2004. And recently, in a very big way, when we changed our stations from commercial stations to non-commercial stations so that we would not be obligated to take the ads from any political candidate running for federal office. Because sometimes the candidates who are running for office may promote policies which are against our Catholic and Christian faith. For those who have ears to hear, let them hear. You can understand what I mean. And it was a very serious and tense situation. And we prayed that prayer for 9 days to St. Joseph. And by golly, he's come through once again. So St. Joseph has been a great and powerful intercessor for Relevant Radio. We're very grateful for him and grateful to him. But he's more than just an intercessor for Relevant Radio. He's a role model for all of us. And I would say in a special way for men, because he's male, just like our Blessed Mother is a special role model for women because she's female. He's a role model for men, especially because of his humility, which is an extraordinary virtue. It's a hard virtue to acquire, right? And when you acquire it, you say, boy, I'm humble. You just lost it, right? He's a great example of humility. St. Joseph is a great example of obedience. He's a great example of loyalty and of chastity, a virtue we don't hear much about and is commonly misunderstood. He's a great example of generosity and perseverance. And over the coming months, we're going to learn more about St. Joseph so that we can imitate him. That's what we have planned over the next 12 months. And I have a list of topics that we're going to be speaking to you about over the next 12 months. Maybe I'll give some talks. I'd like to invite some of the other priests like Father Simon, who you hear every day on Father Simon Says, or Father Matthew Spencer, who used to have his own show every night, and he belongs to the Religious Order of St. Joseph. He'll give some talks. I think Father Eric Nielsen, who's a frequent contributor to The Inner Life. And here's some of the topics that we're going to take a look at over the next 12 months. Today, the story of St. Joseph in Relevant Radio in January, this part one of the seven sorrows and seven joys of St. Joseph. There'll be three parts on that theme. Then we'll have a talk on St. Joseph and the lives of the saints, St. Josemaria, St. Damien of Molokai, St. John Vianney, St. Teresa of Avila, and such. And we'll talk about Pope Francis's own wonderful and simple devotion to St. Joseph, so much known now about the statue of the sleeping St. Joseph. That's what Pope Francis has brought to our attention. Then we'll have an entire talk on March 19th about the O Glorious St. Joseph Prayer. It's my favorite, and you'll get a prayer card with that prayer on it. Then we'll speak about the Pope Francis and St. Joseph. We'll have a talk about the shrines of St. Joseph. We'll have a four-part series on the Litany of St. Joseph. And that'll round out our year of offerings to you on the theme of St. Joseph during this year. Because you have signed up for our Experience the Year of St. Joseph, you should be receiving soon a booklet, which will have the letter of the Holy Father about the Year of St. Joseph called The Heart of the Father, Patris Cordae. It'll have a section on the seven joys and seven sorrows of St. Joseph. It will also have the Litany of St. Joseph and some powerful prayers of St. Joseph. It will have a list and guideline about how you can qualify to receive a plenary indulgence on the various feast days of St. Joseph throughout the year. And remember, to receive a plenary indulgence, in the first place, we need to go to Mass and Communion. We need to go to confession that week. That's within 8 days before or after. We need to be detached from any desire to sin. We need to pray for the Holy Father, and we need to do the specific deed that's been asked of us. It might be to visit a church dedicated to St. Joseph. It may be to say a prayer in honor of St. Joseph. It may be to pray the Litany of St. Joseph. But the key thing is to be detached from sin. And the church promotes these plenary indulgences so that we take advantage of something which is good for our soul anyway. You know, what could be better for our soul than to receive the Holy Eucharist in the state of grace at Mass? What could be better for the soul than to go to confession? So it's going to be a great year. We're going to try to keep it alive for you here at Relevant Radio. Tell your friends. It's not too late to sign up. We're going to be staying with you throughout the year. And next month, look forward to a talk on the first part of the seven sorrows and seven joys of St. Joseph. And being the 19th of December, just try to imagine where St. Joseph would have been right now. He and Mary, Mary on a donkey, making their way from Nazareth in the north all the way down to Bethlehem.
How do we raise such a child?
I wonder if I will even be able to teach him anything.
The Star of David was leading them on, and St. Joseph had just one concern. He had to take care of Mary. He had to take care of the child. At great inconvenience to himself, at night it would get down in the 50s or 40s. During the daytime, the sun would be in their eyes. All sorts of people on the road, all sorts of traffic and congestion. I know they didn't have cars back then, but there was congestion. Horses and carts and donkeys and all the rest. And there was St. Joseph focused on the Blessed Mother. So just 6 days from now is Christmas. And I hope it's a very, very Merry Christmas for you and your family, and that St. Joseph intercedes for you and blesses you.
Thanks for joining us for this special Year of St. Joseph presentation from Relevant Radio. Invite your friends and family to sign up to receive these monthly talks at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.